Okay, weiter. Simon Kuflam and Zion. Dinen Litilasan the Seder HaKafas. The dinim of taking the Lulav and Esrog and the Seder of the HaKafas. By Yud Gimel Seifen. So, yeah, Aleph. Noitel is the Lulav and Meigud Vashidus the Lulav Keneged Pana B'Yamina. So we said you take the Lulav with everything wrapped up, with the spine of the Lulav facing you. And you take it in your right hand. And the Esrog is the left hand. And since with all mitzvahs you have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, and you also have to hold the esrog the way it grows. The ukitz where you cut it from the tree, the bottom of the esrog should be on the bottom, and the top, like the pitum, is supposed to be on top. Okay, when you take the esrog before you make the bracha, you take it the opposite, meaning on the tilos, and you say a bracha on the lulav. Since the lulav is higher than all of them, considered chashav and nikras kol agud al shmoi, and that's called the whole agud is called al shmoi. The Yerushan mevorech gam shechianu, and okay, so find the guess. Mevorech okay, v'yom rishim mevorech gam shechianu, and on the first day you also make a bracha shechianu. V'imchal yom alef b'shabbes shein noitem belulav, and if it falls out, Sunday falls out on Shabbos, but you don't take the lulav, as I'm mevorech shechianu v'yom beis, then you say bracha shechianu on Yain Beis. Ulacha Sheberach, and after you make the bracha, Mahafcha Biyadai, then you flip it over, Makarvay as a lulav, you bring it close to the lulav, Shalayi, a Benan, there shouldn't be a space between them. When Anea La Rucha is Kaseh, and then you shake it in the four directions as follows: Mizrach, East, Dharam, South, Mairav, West, Tzofen, North, Maila, Mata. And then obviously there are different minhagim. Right, v'chem and same thing with v'halal, and same thing when you go around. Yizar the korvus el alulav, you bring the esrog next
Just
to the lulav.
making it so it's just
Shelo yehi peirud b'neihem, that there shouldn't be a peirud between them.
I don't know what you had put the
But
regular
somebody's gonna
squeezing
mute
on
there.
it thing the other day. So when I wanted to lower it, no, it wasn't. The other one was up there. The one I don't know.
Right. Sorry about that. V'chem Make sure you keep the esrog close to the lulav. Shelo there shouldn't be a split between them. If you took the esrog in your right hand, by lulav and the lulav in your left hand, yachsav you go back and take it without a bracha. Right. Yeah, so the question that you ask is that Mishnah Berurah asks, what do you mean the esrog grows? The esrog doesn't grow with the pitum on top. If you go look at an esrog tree, the pitum is facing down. So why are we taking it that way? So the answer is because when it starts growing, the pitum is facing up. Then it gets heavy and flips over. Right, so that's why. Base. Ether noitalis the lulav yamina. A lefty takes the lulav in his right hand. Shu small kolodom. It's the left of all other people's hands. Vesa esrog b'smaila. He takes the esrog in his left. Vim hafach. If he switched it, chayzav noitam b'lay bracha. He goes and takes it out of bracha. Mishu shayla b'shtei yodom. And somebody who's ambidextrous, hariu k'cholodom. He's like everybody else. He takes it in his right hand. So a lefty should just, take both ways. It's best to take off your tefillin before you take the lulav. For those that wear tefillin in Chol HaMoed, at least take the ritzuos off your hands. Shouldn't be a chatzitza. It's also proper to remove the fingers from the jewelry from the fingers. I don't think I never heard of any people being makpid to remove the jewelry. Which is also tonight's stuff, right? Dalit Seder Nerum B'Halal, the Seder Nerum B'Halal Kachem. B'Hoydu Yeshisha Tevos. B'Hoydu has six words. Chutz Min Hashem, except for Hashem's name, you don't shake by Hashem's name. B'Yananeya B'Chol Teva L'Ruach Achas, and you wave each Teva in one direction. B'Shem Lo Yananeya, you don't shake by Hashem's name. Pa'idu lemizrach ki ledorim toiv lemayrav ki letzofen la'olam lemalo chasdi lemata. Hashi yitzibur
Is
einam
that
in
the Ashkenaz or the Sardar?
That's Ashkenaz, right? Hashi yitzibur einam in anei ele b'hoidu of yoyim anu yisol. V'atzibur b'chol pam shem hoidu u'ba'ona hashli yitzibur gam atzibur manan and rak b'ona Hashem ha'ishiyana, not by hatzlichana. Kimon shemavan Hashem yesh bo gimel tevas. And since, besides for the word Hashem's name, it's only three words, menanim b'chol teva l'shtei ruchas. Each word you count, you shake two directions. B'hoidu shebesayf halal, gam kem menanim ashliyot tziba v'atziba. And by hoidu, everybody shakes together. Right? K'shemanei lamata, when you shake it down, so there's always a debate how you do it. Do you turn the lulav over, or do you just push it down? So Yashua Rak Yadav Lamata, just move your hands lower. Valulav Imshara Minim Yisharo Baderki Dilosai, and the lulav and other minim go the way it grows. V'yesh Noigin Shemahafchin Es Alulav Datsan Mata, and some say that you turn the lulav down. V'ayishana Adam Min Aminik, don't do different than the minik. Ein Itzarach Lafich Ponov, you don't have to turn his face. Latzad Shu Minaneya, to the side that he's shaking. Rak Roish Alulav Yata, meaning just put the head of the lulav. Meaning you don't have to turn. And the Noah doesn't have to be very strong.
U-turn? Is that there is a
there's minhagim, everybody. There's all sorts of different minhagim for all this stuff.
Well, what does it mean by turn it down? What does it mean, like turn it upside down? Like you're spiking
some,
it?
Some do that. Some turn it upside down when they go down. The kids are saying, don't do that. Just, you know, push it down.
What do you do?
Watch me and you'll see.
Okay. You know, I will.
Sure, he's definitely, he's watched you already. He just forgets from year to year.
Yeah. No, I just go down. I don't move. I do exactly like the kitzah. Yeah, vananu ain't it tzarach lias b'chayzek, and you don't have to do it strong. Elakiskus ma'at, just shake it a little. Kedishis nanu olin sagi, enough that the leaves move a little bit. Hey, also lechol kaidu netilas lulav. You're not allowed to eat before lulav. Mishu b'derech, if somebody's traveling, mitzapa sheyovel lemakom sheyesham esu lulav, and he anticipates having an esur lulav. V'chein adorim b'yishuvim m'shachem lem esur lulav. Somebody lives in the suburbs, and they're going to send the lesser lulav. Tzrichin lahamtin ad chatzos yom v'lo yoyser. You wait until chatzos and not more. Ki yosel lusanis b'yomtiv. You can't fast on yomtiv. V'cholamayid yoyser, and in cholamayid. I'm sorry. Ki yosel lusanis b'yomtiv v'cholamayid yoyser. You're not allowed to fast yomtiv v'cholamayid more than chatzos. Let's say somebody's weak and he's hungry. He doesn't want to wait till chatzos. You're allowed to taste. Somebody who's not weak should not even taste anything.
That doesn't apply to women to eat before the lulav, right? Because they don't have to do. Does that apply to women also?
Precious not, because they're not chayev.
Okay.
You're allowed to put the lulav and yomtiv into water and to add water, but you can't switch the water. Switch the water so that the lulav stays moist and like we said before. He's saying the minigs take every single day. I was saying like every other day or every third day. Right, but who are hiddur mitzvah? And that is a hiddur mitzvah. Zayin hadasha mitzvah also lariach by kol shivas yimei achag. Hadasa mitzvah it's also to smell all 7 days of chag. Afilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos. However, esrog mutar lariach by b'shabbos, but the esrog you could smell on Shabbos. Mevarchen and Naftali's a bucky in this after today. Mevarchen alav hanois and reach toy b'peris. The whole davening they're busy with this stuff.
But esrog you could smell on yantif though.
No, he says not on Yom Tov.
No, you said Shabbos. You just said Shabbos.
You're allowed to smell on Shabbos.
Oh.
Right, it says, Adasim mitzvah also l'riach by kol shivas. I'm sorry. Adasim you can't do on Shabbos. Right? Esther, you're allowed to do on Shabbos.
But, and, yes. and definitely not any Yom Tov. In Yom Tov, you can smell any of them.
It depends. It's telling you what it's for.
No, other Yom Tov, you could smell it. Just sukkahs, it's possible to smell. It's a mitzvah.
Today you could have smelled it and made the bracha.
Right.
Well,
no.
I'd say something.
What?
Why?
Because we're afraid that you're going to pick it off.
That's today? You can't smell.
It depends what it's meant for. It depends what it's meant for.
Right, but Sukkot is for when it says Yantif.
No, but even Stam on Shabbos, you're not allowed to smell. Flowers, you're not allowed to smell, if it's depending what it's for.
On Pesach, we could smell the dust.
I don't know. What is a hadas normally grown for? Smell, or is it grown for looks?
I don't know.
Grown so that they can make a lot of money on you.
That's true. That's true.
That's what it's grown for now.
The Svardim, they go crazy over hadasim. I don't know what they're smelling, but they're smelling it left and right. You know, so by Dr. Solomon Zada, I know they count as a Sephardim because they're, you know, the from that part of Iran or whatever, you know. But you know, it's a Hadassim. That's, you know, like that's an Ikev. You know, you can't get out of Shabbos.
It's like their own religion.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, let's see by it. Bashar Yimei Achag, Ein Lariach Boy, Afilu Shalei Bashas Netilosa, Litzis Boy, Shum the Yesh Safik Bracha. Right? In the other days of the Chag, you shouldn't smell the Esser, even Shalei Bashas Netila, Litzis Boy, because there's a Safik Brachas. Halulav Asa Latata Bashabas, Afilu Tarakufi Makoimai, the Lulav is also to take on Shabbos, even Tarakufi Makoimai, Mishum Dahavi Muksa, because it's Muksa. Since you're allowed to smell it, ain't a muktzah, it's not muktzah, mutter la tatula, and it's mutter to take it. Mutter litna b'soich ha-muchin, shahaya b'koidem, yomtiv, you're allowed to put into the soft stuff that you prepared before yomtiv, shekvar kolad areach, because that we're not worried about you making a good smell in them, because it already has a good smell from before yomtiv. Ava lo yitnu l'soich moichin chadoshin, or the beged, but you shouldn't put it into new, you know, wrapping or tenu begadim mishum de mayle reyach, because that makes a, that's going to make a new smell in the clothing. Okay, everybody should have a good Yom Tov, a good Yar, and shkoyach for tuning in on a Matzah Yom Kippur. Should only hear good things.
Shkoyach to you for giving this year on a Matzah Yom Kippur.
yeah, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, long night ahead of you.
Long night. Now we got the Kumsitz Gar starting here by my mother. So if anybody wants to come, they go on good kvittel. It should be a sign of good things, Yoni, to come. Come on.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
I said I finished davening tonight, so you had Nassim did Musaf and Mordechai did the Nula. I went over to Nassim afterwards. It's been probably at least, I would say, well over 15 years since I heard of Stein Davin and Yemen Rayim. Today I got two of them.
There you go. Aren't you lucky?
Yeah.
And then you got to go. So. And you got to go to a shir with a third one.
There you go. Full of you today.
Yep.
All right. Zagazot.
All right.
Okay.
Bye bye. Oh.